We have with us Marek Kukula, who's public astronomer at the Royal Observatory Greenwich. Marek has been visiting Wigton Book Festival to talk about astronomy and art. So, Marek, you're going to say something about astronomy is a ever-unfolding story to discover our origins.
Yeah, I think astronomy is very much about telling stories. It's about who we are, where we come from, trying to piece together this really grand narrative from the Big Bang right down to the present day. But also there's a story within astronomy, which is how our ideas of our place in the universe have changed. I talk about the Copernican Revolution, moving the Earth from the centre of the universe to being just another planet going around the Sun. And that story of revising our position in the universe has continued right down to the present day. So many other stars in the sky have planets going around them, which of course, again, changes our view of ourselves and our place in the universe.
So would you say it's a question of us gradually being removed from the centre of our universe? In medieval times, people thought that the Earth was at the centre, and then Copernicus smashed that idea when he discovered that the Sun was at the centre of our local solar system. And would you say it's a sense of now sort of gradually being removed further and further from the centre and being sort of relegated?
That's certainly one way of looking at the story, and now certainly we don't have that cozy view that we are at the centre of everything and that we are definitely the whole point of creation. You know, the universe is very big and it does make us feel very, very small, but you have to remember that we are quite a remarkable thing within the universe. Life itself is this amazing complex thing that, as far as we know so far, only exists in one place on the Earth, although we're, you know, very eagerly looking for it elsewhere. But intelligent life is this incredible complex thing. Our brains are the most complex thing we have discovered in the whole of the universe. And from our brains come all of the wonderful things, human culture and history, art, literature, music, the stories that we tell each other and ourselves. I don't feel insignificant in the universe, even though we are very, very small.
So do you think it's interesting that we're capable of actually understanding the universe? We're capable of writing down, say, the equations of general relativity on a page that give us some insight into how the universe expands. Do you think perhaps it's no coincidence that the universe is understandable by us?
Well, I think it was Einstein who said that one of the weirdest things about the universe is that it is actually explicable, or at least we can encompass some of its complexity in our own brains. And yeah, I think maybe there is a clue. The fact that we exist, the fact that we can try and understand the universe, maybe that itself is telling us something about the nature of the universe. It's a huge question where sort of physics and philosophy and metaphysics all kind of collide. But that's what keeps it exciting. And I always say, you know, I dread the day that we understand everything, because that's the day that the universe suddenly becomes quite dull.